Sagt der Gemishna weiter, man sagt es, Ksubis, Perik Yud, Mishna Dalid. In this Mishnah we're going to discuss, Misha Yenasui Shalosh Nashim, if someone was married to three wives, V'meis, and he passed away. Each one had a Ksuba of a different amount. Ksubasa Shalzu Mana. Let's say the Ksuba of this wife was for 100 Zuz. Mana is 100 Zuz. V'Shalzu, and the Ksuba of this wife was Misayim, 200 Zuz. V'Shalzu, and the Ksuba of this wife was Shloish Meis, 300 Zuz. Okay, so we need a total of 600 Zuz to pay up all of the Ksubas. The problem is, we don't have 600 Zuz. The Ancient, we don't have amongst the Nechasim of the husband, Elamana. Only 100. So how much are we going to give each of these three wives? Zakt the Mishnah, Chalkas, we're going to divide the Nechasim B'Shava equally. And we look at it this way. What do these three women have in common? What they have in common is each one has a claim on the Nechasim of the husband for 100 Zuz at least. Some have more. One has 200, one has 300. But they all have at least 100. So we're going to give each one their 100. Zakta Batanura, we're talking about where the three Ksubais all had the same calendar date. If they didn't, then the wife with the earliest date will first collect what's due to her. Basically, that's what we learned in Mishnah Aleph. Or it could be, says the Batanura, that we're only talking about metaltalin over here, movable objects, not karka. In regard to movable objects, it doesn't make a difference what date you have on your shtar. Okay, so far, this is what we say. Listen, there's only 100, so the lady with the 100 ksuba is going to be very happy. The one with the 200 is going to be not so happy, and the one with the 300 is going to be even less happy, but what can we do? We'll do our best to explain to them this is how it works. There are only 300 zos over here. Each of you have a shibud on your husband's nechasim for at least 100, so first we're taking care of that 100. You 100, you 100, and you 100. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. What happens if Hayasham, we had it over there in the nechasim of the husband, Messiah, 200 zuz. How are we going to divide this 200 zuz amongst these three wives? The 100, the 200, and the 300. So let me just tell you how we're going to look at this. We're going to say, we're going to take this 200 that is in the estate of the husband, and we're going to say like this. Let me first take off 100, and I'm going to view this 100 that all three wives have an equal share in this 100. Because again, the way we look at it is each one is owed 100. One of them is owed another 100, and one of them is owed twice another 100. But each one is owed at least 100. In case you forgot, we're dealing with three ksubas over here. One is for 100, one is for 200, one is for 300. So the 100, everyone has an equal claim for. When we get to the second 100, so the issue is really between the 200 ksuba and the 300 ksuba. Zakt the Mishnah, Shalmana, the wife that has the ksuba of 100, Neitelas Chamishim, she takes 50 zuz. Stop. Why 50? L'chara, we should take that 100 and divide it into three. You just told me that all three of these wives have an equal claim to at least 100. So take 100, divide it into three, 33.3. Each one should get 33.3. Why does the wife who's owed 100, why does the 100 ksuba get 50? Zakt the Gemara, as the Batanur explains over here, you know what our Mishnah is talking about? The one that has the ksuba for 200, she doesn't want to get less because of her chelik. So the 200 zuz ksuba says to the 100 zuz ksuba, you know what? I'm not going to take anything away from you. In that first 100 that we all three have a share, I'm removing my share. The 300 ksuba didn't say that. The 200 ksuba said that. She had rachmanis on this lady that has only 100 ksuba. You're not even going to get that full 100. You know what? I don't want to take away. Giving up my share to you. That means that if we're going to look now at the first 100 of the 200, we're going to say, okay, we have to divide it between the 100 ksuba and the 300 ksuba. Mrs. 200 was nice enough to step away from this and say, I don't want to take away from the 100. That's the reason that our Mishnah says that Shalmana, Neitelas Chamishim, she's going to take 50 zuz. Why 50? Again, all three have a claim to at least 100. Should have been divided, 33.3, 33.3, 33.3. The 200 said to the 100, I don't want you to lose because of me. So now the 100 has to divide with the 300, this 100. So each one gets 50. Okay, so does the 300 ksuba get her 50 now? I mean, l'chayr, that's what it should be. The second one bowed out. So we take this first 100. We should divide it between Mrs. 300 and Mrs. 100. So each one should get 50. That's why the 100 ksuba, Mrs. 100 gets 50. What's Mrs. 300 going to get? She's not going to get 50. And let me tell you why. Here's the catch. The 200 ksuba never gave it away b'matan. She just said, I'm not going to argue with you. I don't want you to go around saying that you got less because of me. So she takes her 50. But the 300 ksuba can't really take the other 50. Because with the other 50, the 200 ksuba says to the 300 ksuba, I'm not meichel my chelek to you. I wasn't meichel to her either. I just said, I'm not going to argue with him. We'll let her take it. In other words, with her, I agreed to a distribution that's not going to be fair to me, fine. But not with you. Not with you, Mrs. 300. So if that's the case, after we give 50 to the first one, we have 150 left over. There's a total of 200. How are we going to divide this 150? And the answer is we're going to give Mrs. 200 75. We're going to give Mrs. 300 75. So again, Zakta the Mishnah. Shelmana, the one that has the ksuba of 100, it tells Chemishim, she takes 50. Shelmasayim, Shel Shloish Meyais, the one that has the 200 and the 300, they're each going to get Shloisha, Shloisha, Shelzah. They're each going to get 3 gold dinarim. Every gold dinar is worth 25 zoz. So out of the 150 that are left after we gave the 100 ksuba 50, basically we're saying, each one of you, Mrs. 200 and Mrs. 300, you're both getting half. You're getting 75 dinarim, which is the same as 3 gold dinarim. Zakta Mishnah Vayta. Well, what happens if Hayasham Shloish Meis? Once again, 3 wives. One has 100, one has 200, one has 300. How much does 100 have? 300. How are we going to divide this? Zakta Mishnah, in this case, Mrs. 300, she said to the other two wives, out of the first 100, that's due to all of us, because you all have at least 100, I step out. I don't want you to lose out. I don't want to argue with you. I don't want to have any business with you. So let's put things into perspective. What if she didn't say that? If she didn't say that, we would take this 300 and we would look at it this way. The first 100 is divided amongst all three women equally. They all have at least 100. Let each one get 33.3. The second 100 has to be divided between Mrs. 200 and Mrs. 300. And the third 100 should only go to Mrs. 300. So what would happen again if no one made any deals with each other? We would call in these Mrs. 100 ksuba, Mrs. 200 ksuba, Mrs. 300 ksuba. We're going to say, Mrs. 100, you're going to divide your 100 in 3. You have 33.3. Now we're going to say to Mrs. 200. This is if no one made any arrangements with each other. Okay, out of the first 100, you get a third. Here's 33.3 for that. Out of the second 100, that you're going to divide you, Mrs. 200, with Mrs. 300. So 50 for you. So she's going to get 50 plus 33.3. Mrs. 300, we're going to say, okay, out of the first 100, you get 33.3. You get 50 out of the second 100, because that's what you're dividing with Mrs. 200. And the entire third 100 is yours. It's really simpler than what it sounds like. Again, imagine no one made any deals with anybody. But there are 300 here that we have to divide. We have Mrs. 100, Mrs. 200, Mrs. 300. We take the first 100 out of the 300. We say all three have an equal claim to this. Okay, we're going to divide that 100, 33.3, for each of you. In the second 100, Mrs. 200 and Mrs. 300 have a claim for that. We're going to divide that 50-50. You get 50, you get 50. In the third 100, only Mrs. 300 has a claim to the third 100. She'll get the whole 100. But Lamaisa, what happened over here is, in this case, Mrs. 300, she said to Mrs. 100 and Mrs. 200, I don't want you to lose because of me. I'm not going to argue with you. So as far as the first 100 is concerned, only Mrs. 100 and Mrs. 200 are going to divide that. Memela. Once again, says the Mishnah, Hayasham Shloish Meis, if there were 300 here, and Mrs. 300 said to the other two, I'm not taking away from you. So Shelmona, the one that has 100, tells Chemishim, because she's just dividing that 100 with Mrs. 200. Mrs. 300 is out of the picture. Michelle Messiah, Mrs. 200, what does she get? She's going to get a total amount of 100. 50 that she divides with Mrs. 100. Again, Mrs. 300 stepped out. So out of the first mon, Mrs. 100 gets a 50 and Mrs. 200 gets a 50. Then out of the second mon, we already explained that's always between Mrs. 200 and Mrs. 300, she gets half of that. So Mrs. 200 is getting 50 out of what she's dividing with Mrs. 100. She's also going to get 50 out of the second 100, which she's dividing with Mrs. 300. That's why Vishal Messiah, Mrs. 200, mona gets 100. Vishal Shloish Meyais, what about Mrs. 300? How much does she get? She gets Shisha Shel Zahav. 6 golden dinarim, which is equivalent to 150. She gets the whole third 100, and she gets 50 out of the 100, out of the second 100 that she divides with Mrs. 200, because both have a claim to that second 100. She gets nothing out of the first 100, because she gave it away. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, V'chein Shloishev, he had 3 people. She'tilu lakis. In other words, that deposited their money into one fund. They're going into business together. Pachasu, either their money lost, it went down in value. The money went down in value, not the business. Oyesiru, or went up. Kachin Cholkin, they divide it the same way. Just like with the Ksubais, not each one of them put in the same amount of money. So whatever the rule was, how we divided the Ksuba amongst the 3 wives, where each one was owed a different amount of money, the same is true over here. Now what does it mean the money went up in value or down in value? Governments can change the value of money. There's an international market for money. Some people buy dollars, they buy euros, and they trade it. Governments, for whatever reason that they think is going to work better for them, can sometimes change the value of their money. Now, once again, the Bat Tanura stresses over here that this is only where the money itself went up or down. What about, let's say, they bought a store, they bought a business, and the business either made money or lost money? Well, then they should have made a tanai that they're going to divide it according to the amount of money that they put in. If they didn't, then the assumption is that it should be divided equally. Okay, chazring over to our Mishnah. We have 3 ksubas over here. One was owed to a wife that had a ksuba for 100. We called her Mrs. 100. One was owed to a wife that had a ksuba for 200. We called her Mrs. 200. And one was owed to a wife that had a ksuba for 300. We called her Mrs. 300. So really we need 600 to pay each wife what they have. 100 plus 200 plus 300. Problem is, we don't have 600. There's only 100. So they divide it equally. Each one gets 33.3. What if there's 200? How do we divide it? So we had said that we're talking about a case where the woman that was owed 200 said to the woman that was owed 100, I don't want to have any issue with you. You're not going to lose because of me. Don't have any tainas on me. So really, we should have taken the first 100 and say, first 100, they all have an equal claim to. We should divide it into 3. But because Mrs. 200 stepped back, so to speak, so it's divided into 2. And the one that was owed 100 is going to take 50. The one that was owed 200 never gave up her share. She just said she doesn't want to take anything from the 100 lady. But she didn't say that to the 300 lady. That's why Mrs. 200 and Mrs. 300, that both have a claim to the 200, they're going to divide it amongst themselves. And how much money is left amongst themselves? Well, if we had 200 to start with, and we already gave 50 to Mrs. 100, so there's 150 left. That means each one is going to get 75, or 3 dinarei zov, which is the same as 75 zuz. If there was 300, and Mrs. 300 said to the other 2, I don't want you to lose because of me. So that means with the first 100, it's divided between Mrs. 100 and Mrs. 200, because Mrs. 300 stepped back over here. So Mrs. 100 gets 50. She had a claim to 100. She has to divide it with Mrs. 200. She gets 50. Mrs. 200 gets the other 50. Out of the second 100, she divides that with Mrs. 300, so she gets another 50, total 100. What about Mrs. 300? How much does she get over here? So out of the first 100, nothing, because she volunteered to step back from that. out of the other 200. So the third 100, that's totally hers. She's the only one that had claim to that. The second 100 she divides, it misses 200. So she gets 150, which would be the equivalent of 6 dinarei zov. And then the Mishnah told us three people that invest money in a business, and the money either went down in value or up in value, they would also, if they didn't each give the same amount of money, they would also divide it the same way.